Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, once again, live on air, I'm forced to have a little word with myself.
Stop trying to do accents on the show! Stop trying to do accents on the show! It's offensive and you're no good at them! When will you learn?
Enjoy the show.
It's your Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. As, of course, does your final opportunity of this working week to stick it to the bin man. As always, all you need to do is listen to this clip from yesterday's show and answer a question based upon it. And yesterday, once again, we were asking all about your nana moves. And this was one of mine. I suddenly had a Tupperware container that were in tinfoil, so there was the tinfoil and the Tupperware, the double whammy.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So I'm popping open the Tupperware, and then I'm wrapping the tinfoil, and there's like a little kind of limp. And I thought, when have I been forced to eat one of those? By my nan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that was from my trip to the cinema with my daughter. But what was in the tinfoil? Bum, bum, bum. Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. And then on the way, you can stick it to the bin man, breakfast show merch style.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have a huge range of garden essentials like decking, fencing, trellis, plus lawn care, watering cans and loads more. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Nothing weighs heavier on the heart of a breakfast radio DJ than when nobody texts in the answer to a question they've just posed.
No.
It's the final bin sticker of the week as well. Thought it'd be flying off the shelves.
Thought it was quite an easy one.
Well, yesterday we were talking about nana moves, and I took Evie, my daughter, who's 3 and a half, to the cinema, and this is what went down. I suddenly had a Tupperware container that were in tinfoil, so there was the tinfoil and the Tupperware, the double whammy. Mm.
Oh, wow.
So I'm popping open the Tupperware, and then I'm wrapping the tinfoil, and there's like a little kind of limp. And I thought, when have I been forced to eat one of those? By my nan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were talking nana moves, and the question to stick it to the bin man is, what was wrapped in the tin foil? Was it sandwiches or a bunch of Allen keys? There we go. Your two options, sandwiches or a bunch of Allen keys. Text your names and your answers now to 8-12-15. You have the duration of the next song you're going to enjoy, which is 2 minutes, 52 seconds.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Thursday morning, and coming up in the next hour of the show, Glenn Moore brings us the social ammunition, and I'll tell you how we can make you a winner. And on the penultimate day of the competition, we have £80,000 set aside. But first, time to give away that bin sticker. On line one, we have Barry. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hello.
Barry is a Tesco delivery driver, ladies and gentlemen. He's pulled up about to go to someone's time slot exactly on time, so we won't keep you too long, Barry, OK? All you need to do is tell me, when I went to the cinema with my daughter, I was pulling a nan move, I had the Tupperware container, within there was something wrapped in tin foil. Was it sandwiches or a bunch of Allen keys?
It was sandwiches, limp sandwiches.
Limp sandwiches, Barry, there he is. Barry, thanks for all you do. Before I let you go, I've got to go through your bins. What's your bin situation? How many have you got?
We have two.
Two, and where are you putting my face?
I'm going to have to put you on general waste.
General waste, which part of the country will I be in?
Waltham Abbey.
Waltham Abbey on the general waste bin. What a lovely place to be. Barry, thanks again for your time. We'll let you make your slot. We'll speak to you real soon.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
Cheers, Barry. Bye, bye, mate.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in-store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
10 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. It is time, as promised, for the social ammunition with Glenn Moore. Glenn, what's going on the socials, man?
Obama has released his summer playlist.
Now, every year, Barack Obama always gives this big list of books that we all need to read, films he's been into, songs he's been into. And they're not necessarily songs of the current era or anything like that. You know, his list this year, it's got plenty of like Al Green and Prince and Joe Cocker and The Spinners. But one thing, one particular artist has drawn everyone's attention, Wet Leg, are on Barack Obama's summer playlist.
Oh, Wet Leg.
I don't think he's actually listening to them. I think he's just trying to look cool.
Well,
I,
you heard him here first.
Does admit it. And also, that would mean that Barack Obama is familiar with the lyric, "Would you like us to assign someone to butter your muffin?" And as long as the former president of the United States is aware of that, I'm very, very happy. That's the most coverage the Isle of Wight's ever received.
Well, this is great, because that means that the former president of the United States has probably seen Ben Burrell interview them at the festival. I mean,
there we go.
Ben,
getting
are you taking
even
this
even
in,
more
Ben?
Coverage. Barack Obama knows all about him.
Wow.
Yeah, I think of all the world leaders, past and present, Barack Obama is kind of the only one who can do this and people care.
Yeah.
If Angela Merkel did it, no one would care.
I don't care what Donald Trump's listening to.
And I think after Partygate, if Boris was like, yeah, but do you want to know what we were listening to? That would go down incredibly badly. And finally this morning, Neighbours finishes tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Final broadcast. But look, we looked yesterday at some of the unforgettable storylines we've had so far. And this is one major one that happened. This was Toadfish, his first win.
You don't know him that well, Glenn.
No, yeah, sorry. Mr. Toad. Let's be formal about it.
Toad of Toad Hall, give him his proper name.
This was his first wedding. Listen to this. And it's got a real punchline at the end of it, and I'll take you through it. Listen to this.
The Maldives.
So he's driving away from his wedding with his new wife, Dee.
You get the most beautiful smile.
I love you.
Kiss me, what?
He says, kiss me, they're driving.
Oh.
Wait. There we go. That's the bit that's really stuck with me. So what happens is, Dee and Tony are driving in their car. They kiss for ages, not looking at the road. They crash through a barrier. They drive off a cliff and into the sea. Dee is then missing for years, okay? Right. But the theme tune plays at the end of it, which means that's how they opened an episode. That was the beginning of an episode. Not the end. That's the beginning of an episode.
Well, I want to know where it went after that.
Well, yeah, there was full 20 minutes after that. Also, Toadie's wedding history is very bad. That was his first wedding.
Okay.
He then decided to get married after that. I think I would just go, you know what, weddings aren't for me.
Yeah.
His
don't
second
kiss
wedding
drive, guys.
Ended
don't
up being a sham
drive.
Marriage to Steph. At the third wedding, a couple
a
of guests were killed because there was an explosion. A gas canister exploded at his third wedding. Yeah. If
don't,
you've been affected by any of the
toadfish.
Issues.
In
don't marry Toadfish.
Don't marry Toadfish is amazing.
Like, this is lovely because obviously, as you say, Neighbours finishes tomorrow. So, if you've taken us through, it's been quite a morbid look back at Neighbours in your hands.
I do apologise.
I mean, none of the upbeat moments, none of the like Mrs. Mangles foibles, none of that stuff with you.
Well, look, I wanted to play a bit of audio of Bouncer's Dream, but it's just pinky plonky music as he walks through a garden full of plastic flowers like it's in Teletubbies.
On his hind legs.
Yeah. Look, soap operas, people always have a real checkered history. We forget that Gail Platt in Coronation Street was married to a serial killer 15 years ago, and that has just been swept under the carpet.
That's very true. What I love as well is, given some of these amazing clips you've brought us this week, Glenn, as we kind of pay homage to the last episode of Neighbours, is these guys are creative geniuses. Their writing team, they chuck it out there, right? You're talking about, you know, a whole episode dedicated to a dog's dream.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the final episode. What are they going to do?
I reckon
they could do anything.
They're going to blow up Australia. They're going to say, Neighbours has to end. Ramsey Street is being eradicated off the map.
They're all aliens. They came down here 30-odd years ago to slowly take over. Amazing.
Anyway, you'll be talking about it later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
17 minutes past 7 on your Thursday morning. Time now to get that grey matter tickling, your bonzer bouncing, your header happening with the Wikipedia quiz. It's also your chance to earn a shout-out and maybe show off in front of your friends or colleagues. So what I've basically done here is I've taken three passages from a famous person's Wikipedia page. You need to figure out who it is. And we start with paragraph 4, line 2. When this person was 8 years old, she was enrolled into circus school. Hmm. Paragraph 8, line 6. This actress has tattooed Cara Delevingne. That's two things that are in my Wikipedia as well.
To Cara Delevingne's knowledge.
It didn't specify. Yeah. Citation needed.
What are you doing on my back?
What did she write?
Yeah.
Paragraph 14, line 3. This celebrity had the unfortunate childhood nickname of Maggot, thanks to a mispronunciation of her first name.
Okay.
So I want your names. I want your answers. I want where you are and what you're up to, please. Send the whole thing along to 8-12-15 and you could be getting your shout-out on the Wikipedia quiz.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. As does that daily opportunity for you to earn a shout-out for yourself or a loved one on the Wikipedia quiz. So, this morning, we had a celebrity who enrolled in circus school at the age of 8, has tattooed Cara Delevingne, and was called Maggot as a child. Who is that person? Emma Jones, did you figure it out?
I didn't figure it out without the help of Glenn Moore.
OK, Glenn, who is it?
I think it's Margot Robbie.
It is Margot Robbie. Congratulations to Brad in Teesside, Ben in Wakefield having a brew in the van, Rebecca in Lewisham getting ready for work and running very late, Kylie at work making greenhouses in Saddlesworth. If you know, you know. Ian eating toast and Marmite in Devon, Lisa at Sirens Dive Centre in Cyprus, Tom from Nottingham on way to an exam, Sarah in Birmingham currently shirking work, Lynn and Harry having a world deserved day off in beautiful Worcestershire, Andy and Chris on the A1 on the way to work, James in Leicester having a croissant for the very first time. They're not too bad, Dave. Dell taking dogs for a walk before heading to the office, and the Hairy Barkers currently grooming a chihuahua in Nottingham. Mm. Well, well done, everybody. It was Margot Robbie, who, of course, tomorrow is the last ever episode of legendary soap Neighbours, played Donna Friedman between 2008 and 2011. Lots happened to Margot Robbie's character, Donna, over her time in the soap. But basically, as her contract was coming to an end, she said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Something like that.
You're Michael only Kane. Supposed to blow. Was that it? Is that what you're doing?
David, stop trying to do accents on the show. Stop trying to do accents on the show. It's offensive and you're no good at them. When will you learn?
So she said, basically, I'm going to call it a day. I'm going to go and work with Leonardo DiCaprio in Hollywood. Mm. That's where I'm destined to be.
Yeah.
So so this is how they wrote her out. Donna receives a letter from a New York design school and Zeke tells her that Ringo applied for a place on her behalf. After initially deciding to stay in Ramsey Street, Donna's friends managed to convince her to leave by staging a fashion show showcasing her designs. Donna says her goodbyes in the street and she leaves from New York with Nick.
Mm. Wow.
So...
Not after causing a heart attack in Harrods.
This was years yeah. after that. That was all well forgotten by
water
then.
Under
don't
the bridge.
Don't even worry about it. Yes, it was Margot Robbie on the Wiki Quiz, which will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
7:35 on your Thursday morning sees the return of Five Words, Five Grand proper after we were visited by Bush and Richie yesterday for Five Words, Five Bed. Thanks once again to our dear friend Shelley at Wix for making that 10 beds for the kids. We've got something very special happening tomorrow on The Breakfast Show regarding that. It's not to be missed. But right now, let's welcome to the show Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Good morning.
Steve, hello. Steve is a butcher in Sheffield. Steve, it's great having you on the show, but come on, mate. Come on, mate.
That's how you do it, Steve.
Now, listen, we were talking during that last song. You have matched Five Words in the past. That's the great news. The bad news is it was with Matt Dyson, who's on holiday.
It were.
Okay. Do you have a preference out of Emma or Glenn on the random player generator?
Anyone will do.
Emma will be all right. Emma will be all right. Okay, let's give it a spin, see who you've got. Here we go.
Five words, £5,000. Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore. Free choice. Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Emma Jones.
Glenn
Moore. Emma Jones.
Hey. Jonesy is in play.
Good luck.
Great stuff.
Okay, Emma, time for you to leave the studio. Here we go. And...
Wait for it. And...
still wait for it?
This is great radio.
She's gone.
Okay, Steve, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Emma Jones the same five words. If they all match, you're going to win £5,000.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay, good luck, Steve. Here we go, mate. Your first word this morning is front.
Bike.
Yeah. Team. T-E-A-M. Team.
Teamwork.
Nice.
Plug. P-L-U-G. Plug.
Socket.
Oh, yeah.
He loves a socket, does Glenn? Yeah.
Three pin.
Is four, that... hello. Your penultimate word this morning, Steve, is post. P-O-S-T. Post.
Box.
And finally, the word is... American.
Pie.
Yeah.
What a fantastic set of answers from our butchering friend in Sheffield. Steve, this is great. Well done. How are you feeling about that?
All right. I'm glad it weren't yesterday when you had French. Yeah. I just had French and Saunders. All
right. Yes.
That's great, Steve. I love it. Okay, this is a great set of words. Please do not move because Emma Jones is going to be welcomed back into the studio next.
Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The hot weather is finally here. Shop the range of fans at Wix, like the Fine Elements white USB fan, just £6. Shop in store or download the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Emma Jones is back in the studio. Steve has been waiting on line one. Steve, don't say anything about the words you gave me or, nope, as it's now called, do a Richie after yesterday's performance. Emma, it's a really good set of words.
Okay, good.
I think it's probably, pound for pound, one of the best we've had since season 11 started some weeks back.
All right.
So it's all to play for. And the first word this morning...
Emma.
Oh, there was no need for that, was there, Steve? Come on, Steve.
Come on, mate.
Come on, mate.
Hoisted by my own petard there, Steve. Okay, come on, mate. Here we go. First word is front.
Back.
Correct. Yes. Team. T-E-A-M. Team.
Mate. No, it's not right.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
So close.
Yeah.
What was it?
Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Teamwork's a good answer. Let's go through the others. What have you got for plug?
Ooh, plug. I don't know. That's a hard one, isn't it? Is it? Is there an obvious answer?
When you hear Steve's, you'll be like, oh. Glenn got very excited.
Plug. Oh, no, I'm going to have to do a word association, I think.
No, you don't have to.
No, there's a follow-on. Plug.
Pull the plug.
Pull the plug.
Oh, no.
What was it?
Plug socket.
Oh!
You also said, like, plug in.
Oh, yeah, plug in, plug up. Oh, I don't know.
plug in, the plug up. Kids. what have you got for post?
Office.
Box.
Mm.
American.
American pie.
Yes! Yes! There we go. 2 out of 5. Ugh. On 5 words, £5,000 this morning. Steve, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Take care now.
Fantastic, thank you.
See you later, Steve. So this means we will be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go, then call right now. The number is 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. It's your chance to win £5,000 as we go again tomorrow morning. And if you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can ask it to open 5 words game and get a bit of practice in.
5 words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. And what also matters to me, at least, is that this is the only breakfast show in the world that is one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. You can go download the free Absolute Radio app, or you can get your smart speaker to do your bidding. But whether you fancy a Thursday full of music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, 10s, some classic rock, some country music, the choice is yours. And a great way of us flexing our musical muscle, because a game you enjoy very much as well, is Voxdrop. And the reason we're playing today is because the king of all things Voxdrop, Glenn Moore, you're off on tour. You're off on Edinburgh, then on tour. This is going to be your last time you do this for a while.
Because I'm losing my job.
This is a terrible way of letting you go.
We chatted.
Cheer you up.
Surprise.
Yes. That's a severance package.
So I know Voxdrop isn't going to exactly pay the bills, but, you know, we thought it'd be a nice thing to do. No, Glenn's show, Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Feed Me? Glenn, I'm 60
I'm,
more.
I'm so sorry to make you say that title every time.
So many
such
times.
Such a mouthful.
You never think of us humble radio DJs comedians come up with this stuff, do you? He's on at the Pleasance at 4:05 every day throughout the Fringe in August. And then Glenn is across the UK on tour in September. Tickets and details available at glenmorecomedy.com. But right now, let's get down to business, shall we? And keeping it as your show title is Beatles themed, we start with a ditty from Absolute Radio 60s. Now, the song is going to start, then it's going to drop into silence. We have to say our name when we think the vocal starts, and the same applies to you out there. And this, of course, is just for fun. Here we go.
Glenn.
Dave.
Emma.
Yeah. Short intros on the 60s, ditties.
Yeah, they were short songs, weren't they?
Yeah, shorter songs. Okay, that's what we're going for. Okay. And now we move on to Absolute Radio Noughties, and we've got The Killers and Mr. Brightside. Here we go.
Glenn.
Dave.
Emma.
Oh, I'm worried Dave and I gave it a 60s intro.
Well, I think it was double the length
double
that you
what we
think
it
was.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And now we have classic rock. We've got the radio edit, I'm reliably told by the producers, of Alice Cooper's Poison.
Oh.
Okay.
I know. So this is going to be the opposite of Ticket to Ride. This is going to go on for 3 hours. So here we go. I mean, I'm au fait with the album version, obviously, but...
Glenn.
Emma.
OK. I'm hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Just wrap the kettle on.
Am I still here? Can I open my eyes yet? Dave!
Oh, it's a bold strategy.
Yeah. I went for it, didn't I? So there you go. I hope you fared well wherever you are. The results and the usual scathing critique from the producers is coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 18 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning, the producers have done their underhand dealings. And the results are in for Voxdrop, Glenn's final one before he embarks first to Edinburgh Fringe Festival and then on tour. And we started with Absolute Radio 60s and Ticket to Ride, and this is what went down.
Glenn.
Dave. Emma. Oh. Who was it?
Well, let's have a little look what the producers wrote. The notes for this one are incredibly good work all round here, and it was very close, but Dave McCartney comes in exactly on the vocal and scoops the maximum 2 points
One.
We're then playing for second place, which we know will disappoint Glenn. The man is a Beatles expert. His show is named after a Beatles classic, and he's playing
playing second fiddle to the man with the worst track record in Vauxhall. Deter from my victory. That being said, Glenn beats Emma here by less than 0.1 seconds. Meaning I have 2 points, Glenn has 1 point, Emma, you have no points. We then moved on to Absolute Radio Noughties, and we had Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Here we go.
Glenn.
Dave.
Emma. Savage.
Brutal. Oh. They made that just for you.
Again, I will say I've had 5 months off to have a baby.
This says, another very close one. Well, for two of you, Dave and Glenn are within a split second of each other and both are almost right on the vocal. Glenn is 0.09 seconds early. Dave is 0.1 seconds late. Ooh. So Glenn takes it for this one. Not quite as difficult to work out who came last. It's great to have Emma back, but she's had a mare so far.
I'm not enjoying this more like fleshed out school report from producer. Oh, yeah.
I know. Nice. Nice.
This is a classic song to play at the end of a wedding, but the DJ would have gone and the cleaners would be in by the time Emma says her name. I have not used the wrong sound effect from 80s game shows in quite a while.
All right.
Says producer
All
Dave.
Right, let's move on.
And finally, it was Absolute Classic Rock and Poison. And I believe that there are absolute scenes going to happen right now. So here we go.
Glenn.
Emma.
I'm hanging with Mr. Cooper.
He's whacked the cat along.
Am I still here? Can I open my eyes yet?
Dave!
What? No way!
Unprecedented.
That's incredible.
What? Yeah, of course I planned it, as you can tell by my reaction.
What? That's the longest intro we've ever had.
Yeah.
Hand me the notes, producer Dave.
Yeah.
Let me read this aloud for everyone to hear. Wow scenes. Emma gets a score on the board, taking 1 point due to another early buzz from Glenn. Except this time, instead of being a split second early, he's a whopping 18 seconds early. Yet again, Alice Cooper is Glenn's undoing.
Oh, yeah, it's the second time in a week.
Is it?
That same song, Poison, yeah.
The real incredible story here is Dave Berry. Our dear friend Dave rarely has a moment to celebrate on Foxtrot. They give if they take it away, to the producers. But remarkably, he managed to say his name almost bang on the opening lyric, which is quite an achievement with a 37-second intro. Dave Berry, Vox Drops champion and Alice Cooper superfan, apparently. So the final scores, Emma, you are in third place with one. Glenn, you came second with three. And wow, I've come first with
Incredible.
5 points.
Congratulations.
I am shocked. Thank you very much indeed. Go download the free Absolute Radio app. You can enjoy all of the music that we have to offer.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in-store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Parents, guardians, grandparents, aunties, uncles, good friends. If you hadn't noticed, the summer holidays have landed on our faces, and that means, amongst other things, the return of the humble road trip. And this summer, Maynard's Bassett are setting the juice loose with all your favourites. Next week, expect to see things like giant jelly babies and wine gums on the roads of the UK. And to celebrate, our friends with Delicious Benefits are giving you a chance to win £2,000 every single day and a whole pile of sweets to share on a journey as we play Radio I Spy. Emma, kindly remind us how this one's going to work.
Well, Dave, we've hidden our very own metaphorical giant jelly baby, that's Matt Dyson, somewhere in the UK. Could be in a city, in a town, in a village, or next to a landmark. And all you need to do is correctly identify where it is from the clues and you'll win £2,000 and a shed load of sweets. It's as simple as that, wine gums.
Has anyone thought to check on Matt? He's been wearing that jelly baby costume for quite a while now. I've not heard from him.
He's been all over the place as well. He must be exhausted.
Emotionally.
I had 50 missed calls from yesterday, but I just haven't had the time to get back to him. Call us right now on 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Your T's and C's are online, and lines are going to close at
43, 843.
Producer Dave doing this because the hype beast wobble is off. How many reminders did I give you that you've got to do when's lines close? Yes. How many? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Whatever your budget, whatever your bathroom transformation, Wix have got you covered with their new bathroom ranges. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
8:47 on your Thursday morning, and now, as previously billed, is the time for somebody to win £2,000 and a whole pile of sweets, all thanks to Maynard's Bassett's, as we are setting the juice loose this summer by playing a massive game of Radio I Spy. You see, Matt Dyson isn't on his holidays. Oh, no. He's dressed as a giant jelly baby, and he's somewhere in the UK. But where? Joining us on line one is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team. How are you all?
Hello.
Very good, thanks, Kev. Lovely having you on the show. Are you ready to play a giant game of Radio I Spy?
I certainly am, yeah.
Let's do it. Let's give you your five clues. Just name the landmark or place. This landmark, was built in the 11th century and was home to a chap called Malcolm. This landmark has had a turbulent time, being the most besieged place in Britain. A one-star review said, far too steep to get up there and not worth it. And the cannon that goes off to tell the time is just annoying. Get a watch. This is a sound you may hear from within its walls. And finally, this landmark is home to the military tattoo. Kevin, where is Matt Dyson?
Is he at Edinburgh Castle?
Yes, of course he is. Kevin, for that, you've won £2,000.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
And even more and a whole load of sweets as well.
Even better, the kids will be thrilled.
We should lead with the sweets.
Yeah. You've won a load of sweets. Yeah. And £2,000. We're just going to chuck you £2,000. Kevin, great having you on the show. There'll be another chance for you to win the same thing tomorrow. Head online right now to register to play. It's absoluteradio.co.uk. Set the juice loose this summer with Maynard's Bassett's.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Thursday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, and it's lovely having you on board. And you're on board just in time for Glenn Moore and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So what's the extra tidbit today, Glenn?
Three words for you. Lady Gaga's force field.
Oh!
Is force field
there
one word?
There we go.
Yeah.
A clip has gone viral of Lady Gaga performing at a concert. Someone throws a bag at the stage, and instead of hitting Lady Gaga, which it's on its trajectory to do, it just hits midair and then just slides down.
I've seen this.
Like a Jedi.
What? She has magic powers.
Yeah. It is so Jedi. Is there nothing Lady Gaga cannot do?
Absolutely incredible stuff. The thing is, what people aren't talking about here, though, is obviously, what it must be is there's like some sort of sheet glass to make sure she's protected, you know, from
like a COVID thing?
I don't know, or just general security. Yeah. And what's happened is it's obviously hit that. And what no one is talking about is how hard someone has managed to throw an empty carrier bag. It's because it's not even like scrunched up, it's just been thrown.
It's like an American Beauty.
But it's so hard to throw. It's like when you try and like really try and kick a balloon as hard as you can. It's the most unsatisfying thing in the world. No one is talking about the sheer strength Not of Lady Gaga, but of Lady Gaga's fans. Anyway, we'll be talking about that later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Thursday morning. Time to bid you farewell and say, well, thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show. And I love it when you get in touch. Please don't forget, you can do anytime you like. Email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. If something happens in your world that you think myself and the team would like, then that's my email address. Once again, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Now, as always, we leave you with another edition of the Daily Podcast. Emma Jones has been on naming duties this week in Matt's absence. Got three contenders today, Em.
Okay.
We got Stop Trying to Do Accents on the Show. It's offensive and you're no good at them.
Who was that?
That was me talking to myself. I attempted to do an Australian accent as a tribute to Neighbours.
I was trying to do Margot Robbie, but it was Michael Caine.
There you go. That's what happened. Three words. Lady Gaga's Force Field. It's from the Social Ammo Extra. And yet again, Alice Cooper is Glenn's undoing.
Ooh, I think because Glenn always wins everything, I really want to capitalise on this and immortalise the title that signifies that he actually lost a game. Yet again, Alice Cooper is Glenn's undoing.
I could not agree more. And many more. Yet again, Alice Cooper is Glenn's undoing is the name of the Daily Podcast. Up next, news on how we can make you a winner. Today, it's £80,000. And before we go, I just want to take a second to wish all of those competing in the Birmingham Commonwealth Games good luck. Of course, the opening ceremony is tonight. Come on, Team GB. Arrivederci.